Let it glad tidings, rise and praise God. Kingdom of God has come on earth. Let it glad tidings, rise and praise God. Kingdom of heaven has come on earth.
The new glory.
This is Priest King Olutomole Universe and the Another Comforter sent by Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of the long-awaited kingdom of heaven now established upon the earth, also witnessing unto all nations, which revealed signs and authentic proofs. We thank you for tuning in. Happy listening to you all.
The business of the restoration of all things. I am the business of the transformation of lives. I am in the business of the proclamation of the gospel of salvation unto all the world.
Let your name be praised.
Let your name be praised.
Joyce, come on. Yes. Let your name be praised.
Let your name be praised.
Let your name be praised, Lord.
Let your name be praised.
Let your name
let your name be praised
in all the whole world.
In all the whole world.
Hallelujah.
Let me ask me, oh,
yeah.
Let me ask me, how God made
us. Let me ask me,
let me ask me.
Is somebody rejoicing over there? Come on.
How God made us.
Oh, yeah.
How God sits on the throne. How God sits on the throne.
How oh, my God.
I'm taking my text from Isaiah, Prophet Isaiah 45 verse 22. It says, turn unto me and be ye saved. Turn unto me, O ye ends of the earth, and be ye saved. This is very wonderful call of God, of the universe. This is the time God is speaking to the situation of the people in the world. God is speaking to the situation of somebody tonight. God has never spoken to the situation of the world. It does not matter what religion you practice. It does not matter what church you go. What has God ever spoken into your life? Today, I'm talking about the word of God to all nations. Turn unto me. Because the whole world, the human race, is setting towards annihilation. That's why God has made this call. Turn unto me. I want somebody to turn tonight from your evil situation. Why is it that God is calling now? Why is it that God is calling now? I want you to mark. He's calling the whole world to turn to him for salvation. Because there's no salvation anywhere. Not in the hand of the prophets of old. Not in the hands of the Savior of man from sin. This is a call of God unto all the ends of the world from their calamity. God, listen to me. Turn unto me, O ye ends of the earth, and you'll be saved. It's very powerful. I hope all nations and listen to my voice. I hope the militaries of our nations and listen to my voice. Because chemical weapons, nuclear weapons, can never save man, but to destroy. So in this chapter, we see that God is a savior. All the time. He's never a destroyer. Somebody shouting, our God reigneth.
Our God reigneth.
Today in our world, it is iniquity, it is lawlessness, it is all this corruption that abounds everywhere. It is religious extremism, it is insurgency, it is terrorism that abounds everywhere. These are evidences of the reign, demonic reign of the King of Terror. You must know about King of Terror. Huh. Oh God. Are you rejoicing because you are now under the throne of God?
Yes.
And not under the reign of the King of Terror? Are you happy that you are now under the lordship of Ultraman, the Comforter? And not under the throne of the priest and King of Terror. Now, when God says, turn unto me, O ye end of the earth, I will save you. By what process? Listen to me, ask yourself a question. By what process is God going to save the end of the world? It is an Herculean task for someone to say, I want to save the whole world. By what process? The book of prophet Daniel has something to give us tonight concerning the process by which God will save the world. Not to take a man from sin. Not to perform miracle from sickness, but to save the world from the present calamity. The book of Daniel, chapter 244, has something to give us. God has revealed and written the scriptures concerning the process by which God will save the end of the world. And in the days of this king shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Praise the Lord.
Our God, reign it.
You can see. God is going to save the world in a very unique way. Special to him, he says, come unto me, you nations of the world, you superpower nations, you whatever. South Korea, North Korea, wherever you are, come unto me because everybody is in trouble. Say salvation belongs to God.
Salvation belongs to God.
And in the days of this king, in the days, which king? The Gentile dominion. He's talking about Gentile dominion. You see, a great deal of empires have come and gone. Many empires have fallen and risen. In time past, that have been dominating the world. Now, he says, God will set up a kingdom. That's the process of God's salvation. Tell any man, tell the religionist, that God saves only by his throne of the kingdom on earth. God saves no other way. Come on, I want it to down on you that God has no process, other process than his established kingdom. So don't play with this kingdom. This is the whole truth that is coming your way right today. Say, God saves by his established kingdom.
God says, by his established kingdom.
Now, he's now talking about the functions of that kingdom. In that same verse, he said, the kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Oh, my kingdom shall never be destroyed.
Man, oh God, read it.
That's why you will not be destroyed.
Oh yes, amen, and hallelujah. Oh God, read it.
Now listen to the function of the kingdom. It says, but the kingdom shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. Kingdoms, there are many. Many Gentile kingdoms. Many kingdoms of the hidden. Many kingdoms of the devil. Many kingdoms of this world. Oh, many negative kingdoms. See, this is the purpose for Satan of Satan, to defeat evil in human society. And it shall stand forever. So this kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Anybody, tell anybody, I want you to make bold. May God open your hearts. May God open your mouth today.
Man,
so you can communicate the gospel to the kingdom. God has given me a kingdom. I have no other thing to say than to talk about the kingdom. God. And it's the kingdom of salvation. Say, turn unto me. Oh, ye ends of the earth, north, south, east, and west, come unto me. I am God. I will save you. Our God reigns. Ye friends, and elders, this is the salvation already established upon the earth for you, elders, for you, true believers. It is no more to be viewed in the realm of prophecy. What we are talking about here is the prophecy, prophetic insight by Daniel. But today, the kingdom is no longer in the abstract. I say it is now a physical, concrete reality. You have no other thing of joy than what has begun. I'm talking about what has begun to me. So this kingdom which Daniel saw in his vision in Daniel 2:44, is what we are now proclaiming to the world, that it is having fulfillment right now in the Emmanuel Tomole, whom you are listening to his voice.
Us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle at Kaim Holy Throne.
Contact address 109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo.